Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 531. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Kurt Baker. The song is called I Like Her A Lot, and it's on his new album, After Party. It came out last week, October 23rd, on Wicked Cool Records. He's still based out of Madrid in Spain, but he came back to the U.S. and recorded this album with a different band that he's been using, no longer his combo, but rather friends and, people who he used to record with, I guess. That track there is pretty good. This track that leads off that album is very good as well. And then there's a couple of other tracks that are okay, but for the most part, this album doesn't strike me the way that past ones have. I mean, it's still power pop. It's still good. You're still going to find something you like on here, but I'm not sure. So give this one a listen. See if there's something in here that works for you. Let's see. I've got other music for you this week. Surely we're going to find something that floors me. And I just happened to notice that it's all in alphabetical order tonight. So I guess you know the next song is not by ABBA. It's not. It's by Lady Di. The song is called Young Savage.
Cruising for a bruising on a tricked out ball. I wonder if my worries flow. And I can't swim and I can't co-believe. Digging in the clay for the homunculi. I can't stop crying. I don't know why. The cabbage patch dolls crawl.
I'm scared of going cold. I am afraid of going cold.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. Interesting set there that is going to give you a little bit of a headache. So let's dive right into it. The first band we played was called Lady Di. The third band we played was called Mega Emotion. They are the same band, or at least the same members, and they are jumbled around a bit in different configurations, a whole different feel. And the songs were released as a split LP, so it's a split with themselves of sorts. So let's get into the particulars. Lady Di's song was called Young Savage, and their side of the split is called I Know You Know I'm Perfect. And the split came out September 18th on Fake Feelings Records. That band is based in Norwich in the UK. I think all the members used to be in a band called Bearsuit that I loved dearly about 15 years ago. Definitely some indie rock there, some indie pop. Not quite as twee or as interesting, I think, as Bearsuit. But I think there's probably things in there you'll find you enjoy. In the middle, we sandwich Luxembourg Signal, the song Cut the Bridle. That is from the new album, The Long Now, which came out last week, October 23rd, on Shelf Life Records. The band claims Los Angeles is home now, but I'm not sure exactly how that works. I always thought the band was kind of an all-star band, and kind of the root bands are all based out of Europe. So I'm not sure how they ended up in calling Los Angeles home, but I hope they did not regret that. And that album is good. I think it doesn't have some of the krautrock influences that the previous one did. So I'm kind of iffy on it. And then we hear the other side of that split that we talked about. Mega Emotion's song is called Prime. Their side of the split is called Move Mother... Well, you know. And again, that came out September 18th on Fake Feelings. So a split record with themselves. Three records there, or two records and three bands. And all of them are... fine. None of them really got me that excited, and sometimes we just end up that way. That's how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Let's see if we can find something that really revs your engine here. This is the band Milky Wimp Shake. The song is called I Don't Want to Go There.
Sometimes I can't get started. My confidence departed. Today's one of those where I can't get exposed to optimism's spell. I don't wanna go there. Turning gray, and I don't feel like
She makes me feel some sort of way, a feeling I can't explain. I've had symptoms she might have missed, so I decided I'd make a list. She makes me stutter and I mutter and I clutter the floor. I'm blushing and I'm brushing and I'm locking my door. I stay up late just thinking about her. I can't picture a world without her. I'm swoony and I'm loony and I'm picking up pace. I'm lovey and I'm dovey, I'm all over the place. She doesn't know my world has changed with her, so I'm trying to find the words. She always keeps me warm at night, and I just love the sight of her hand held tight in mine. So in case I end up blind, she makes me stumble and I mumble and I fumble the words. No precision and my vision just hazes and blurs. I kept my cool but I'm getting a fever. I could never break her or leave her. I'm glowing and it's showing and I can't hold it back. If she holds me one more morning, I'll have a heart attack. She doesn't know I feel this way for her, so I'm trying to find the words. Because you're worth the wait, I can't even think straight. Get it? You make me shook up and I look up to see your pretty face. You're perfect and you're worth it every step of the chase. Your smile makes me think I'm dreaming. Time with you gives life new meaning. You're dainty and you're quaint and I just love how you dance. You might like me if you tried me, if you gave me the chance. Let's go from friends to something I'd prefer. 'Cause dear, I found the words.
Well, maybe we didn't rev any engines there. That one only got up to 45 RPM. That is No Germ Candy from here in Kansas City and a whole lot of self-promotion. That is the next band on the Too Much Rock single series. I'm going to release that record on October 30th. That song there is the A-side, Straight Talk. The B-side is a cover of Beat Happening's Indian Summer. That band, as I said, here in Kansas City, and it's a little twee, it's a little everything, because Generation Z just melds everything together in interesting ways, right? But I think we can all recognize that that youthful obsession and infatuation, right? Gay, straight, or somewhere in between. Before that, we heard from Milky Wimpshake from Stoke-on-Trent. The song is I Don't Want to Go There. It's on the new album Confessions of an English Marxist that came out a few weeks ago, October 16th, on Bobo Integral Records. Rest of that album is a little more jagged, a little more raw, kind of Dan Tracy of Television Personalities or Lovely Eggs. But that song is smoothed out a little bit, and I thought it might fit better here on the podcast. But that's a very good album. You're going to want to listen to that one, and I think you're going to find some things that you really enjoy on that one. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I've got one track left for you, but before we do that, let's get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 531. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. I'm there, probably. I'm not on TikTok because I really am too old for that. Nothing new on the website, we can look at the concert calendar, and it's getting really thin. There's one show coming up left with The Wick and the Tricks and Thong Gag and Bad Ideas and, I don't know, maybe one other band on Halloween at Lemonade Park. The show that was happening this weekend, Friday's happened, but Saturday's was canceled. Weather is bad. We've got snow coming tomorrow, so we'll see how that one works. But I think our outdoor show experiment at Lemonade Park is about to come to an end. Hopefully we'll get that Halloween show off. After that, we got a couple of streaming things that I want to pay attention to. We know that we've got the Apocalypse Meow show on, I think, the 7th of November. We're going to have Rhonda Line on to talk about that shortly. And then we have No Germ Candy. I'm going to do a live stream on the 19th of November, live from Mills Record Stage, but after hours, after they've already closed the record store down. And then we're going to take over for about an hour and get that band on the stage, get them their official release show. Because when you're 16 years old and your 7-inch comes out, you should play a release show at a record store. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's by a band called Wrapped, which is the project of Jacob Ware from Brighton in the UK. You know, you may know him from a lot of like extreme death metal bands, but then, you know, he picked up an acoustic guitar, or a classical guitar to be exact, and mellowed out. And I think this is where we're going to mellow out here as well. It's gray outside. It's cold. Snow is coming. And maybe it's time to start that hibernation. And this is an excellent album to help that hibernation happen. It's called None of This Will Matter. Get that. And it comes out, or just came out rather, October 2nd on Z Tapes Records. The track I'm going to play here is called Here's Where We Meet. The whole album, any track would have done. They're not dramatically different from each other, for better or worse. But this one just felt good today. So this is what we're going to play here. We're ending things off here with Wrapped. Here's Where We Meet. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.